I call this Wednesday, March 13, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Richard Vineyard. I will be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Hyatt is absent. Goins?
Here.
Millen?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
And Williams?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, we have a quorum. Are there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, February 14th, 2024? Seeing as there are none, may I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Have a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
Very good. Minutes are approved. Are there any citizen comments tonight from the public regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? Anyone in Zoom land? All right, seeing as there are no comments from the public, we will move on to the next agenda item. There's one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or against the request or ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name, who you represent. You are also asked to sign in at the podium. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public, please stand and raise your right hand. We are going to skip that since we have nobody. Very good. All right. The order for receiving testimony during a public hearing will be as follows. The petitioner presentation, those who wish to speak in favor of the request, and those who wish to speak in opposition of the request. So may I have the motion to open public hearing on petition number PZC 2024-06, United City of Yorkville, for text amendment to the Unified Development Ordinance.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call on the vote, please.
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
Okay, the public hearing up for discussion tonight is as follows. The United City of Yorkville petitioner is proposing to amend section 10-4-13 alternative energy use standards regarding solar farms of the Yorkville Unified Development Ordinance. The proposed text amendments provides additional regulations requiring a minimum distance of 1,000 feet from the nearest solar array to a major corridor and the Fox River. Additional minor proposed text amendments include topographical errors, clarification regarding solar glare, proof of utility service provider, and easement requirements. Is the petitioner for PZC 2024-06, the United City of Yorkville, ready to present?
Yes, I am. Okay, so tonight's request stems from feedback that the staff received from the EDC. Back in September, we had a proposal for a solar location that was very close to a major right-of-way. And there was discussion among the members that this may not be a suitable location for solar. They did not deny the request. The request has yet to move forward. So at that meeting, staff asked that further direction or just some discussion be had by the members of the council to determine if they had any specific preferences on regulations for solar fields. So out of that discussion in September, staff came back in January. And we did some research and we found that there are some planning advisory articles with recommendation on parameters for large-scale solar development. So some of those recommendations included either capping the maximum acreage or density for those types of facilities in a community, locating those solar farms outside of high growth areas or areas proposed for potential commercial development or residential development, you know, i.e. doing a setback buffer from roadways, or minimizing the impact to view sheds, so requiring another distance from something that has a significant environmental feature or a line of sight of a resource. So the EDC at the January meeting decided on three recommendations to amend our ordinance. One was to require a minimum distance of 1,000 feet from the nearest solar array to a major roadway. So it's not from the property line to the roadway, but from the nearest solar panel to the roadway. So what you can see visually. They also made a recommendation of a 1,000-foot buffer between the nearest solar array and the Fox River, because that is a scenic amenity in the city. And then they also recommended to cap all solar farms within the city to 5. So the city attorney reviewed the request. She had no issues with the minimum distance requirements, but she did give an opinion regarding capping the total number of solar farms in the city. She felt that even though there was no current case study that proved that cities or municipalities can't cap, she felt that it would be problematic restricting a specific land use in that sense without any solid justification as compared to any other land use. So staff is not recommending in this version of the text amendment to cap those solar fields to 5 in the city. Just for everyone's reference, we've had about 8 or 9 solar field either requests or petitions come into the city. 3 so far have been approved. Two are working their way through the approval process. So if we did cap, those would be the only 5 at this point where there's still some inquiries from the other projects. But based on what we've recommended, the 3 solar fields that were approved, all 3 would meet the minimum setback requirements. 2 would meet those minimum setback requirements. 1 would be the Kendall County campus, the court campus, the GRE solar field, which is about 900 feet from US 34. So the recommendation was 1,000 feet. Again, that was the first solar development that was approved in the city. So the proposed text amendment, in addition to the 2 buffer distance requirements, we also are proposing to correct some typographical and grammatical errors, clarifying regulations regarding solar and requiring proof of utility service provider and a blanket easement. And then just generally, I'll go through those. We're recommending changing the title from 10-4-13-A-2 from alternative energy systems to solar and wind farms. It's just to clarify that only commercial scale solar and wind are required to be an accessory use to a principal permitted use, whereas individual solar or wind turbines can be a permitted principal use on the lot. We are adding a clause that ensures that any solar farm that is proposing to go in the city already have local electric utility provider contact, so that they have an agreement already set up. Therefore, we know that the actual development is viable. It can connect to existing electrical lines. Then we talk about specific language for solar glare. There is language that exists in other sections of the ordinance, but not specifically for solar farms. So we felt that that was just an inadvertent oversight in the combining of the former ordinance and the current one from the UDO. So we're just correcting that. And the last one is a blanket easement. Right now, it is a staff recommendation that there's a blanket easement over solar fields. And the only reason why we do that is if at any time the field is abandoned, we have a bond in place. But if we don't have right of entry onto the property, we can't then decommission the solar panel. So right now we haven't had any pushback by anyone, just making it a staff recommendation, but we felt it would be stronger if it's codified.
Condition of the bond.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly. So staff is recommending and supportive of these changes to the UDO for alternative energy standards, use standards. If anyone has any questions, I'm available to answer them.
All right, is there anyone that present who wishes to speak in favor of the request? I don't think we have anyone on Zoom. Anyone present who wants to speak in opposition to the request? Any questions from the commissioners? Okay. Since all public testimony regarding the petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony in this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
And Goins?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is closed. Seeing as there are no items under unfinished business for discussion, we'll move on to new business. Do you have anything to add? Does staff have anything to add to PZC 2024-06?
The only thing I would add is there in your packet is the buffer areas as well as the transmission lines for ComEd that I didn't mention in the presentation, so you can see which properties would be affected.
All right. I saw them on there. It's taking forever to load, but okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? All right. Do any Planning and Zoning Commission members have any questions for the staff on proposed request?
I do have one quick one, and okay. This is probably easy. You did mention there was one property where the panels are about 900 feet mm-hmm. off-site. Mm-hmm. Are they going to have to get a variance for that?
No, they're already approved. They have a special use already in place.
Awesome. Just didn't want to inconvenience them more.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think the only problem we ever had with that was the fencing.
Correct.
Okay. All right. May I have a motion to approve petition PZC 2024-06, United City of Yorkville, text amendment request?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
All right. The motion is approved. Is there any additional business the city wants to update us on?
Yes.
All right. Seeing that there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned at 7:12:18.